What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Red. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. All right, and we are back. This is another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. Another very special episode. Had to set the mood in the studio. Got the new lava lamp so I can make it, funky sexy?
Funky sexy.
Yeah, all right. As you can hear, that is my wife, Hamps, with me. This is going to be another episode of... Evening with the Flans. This is the Mother's Day edition. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy belated Mother's Day. I guess we'll be releasing this the Monday after. So it's a
little late. Mother's Day, everybody.
But happy Mother's Day. Yeah. So yeah, in the background you might hear that. We got some exclusive music from Deuce Man Beats. It's my I'm not gonna hide. That's my brother-in-law.
That's my brother.
Hamps.
He's a producer.
Hamps' brother. He's a producer. Very talented. I can call him a young man because I got some time on him. Yeah.
I got some time on him.
Very talented dude. And he's going to be providing us with some exclusives for the podcast.
I talked to him this morning. He was upset because there were plans made for our mother on Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
There are three boys. And he didn't know about the plans, but he was included on the plans. So my three brothers and my three cousins were going to take their mothers out for one big Mother's Day event. But nobody called my brother to say, hey, T, this is what we're doing. And he was...
They just expected him to be there?
He was ready to start cussing folk out. I was cracking up.
I mean, it's... I ain't going to tell his business. He got other Mother's Day stuff to worry about, though.
I have a niece or nephew on the way. I think it's okay to say.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know.
Well, I hope so. Ooh. Well, I done said it now.
You done said it now. It's out there in the world now.
Out there now.
All right. But yeah, this is going to be our Mother's Day episode. And the beginning, I hope, of a more consistent release schedule for Evening with the Flans. I'm having a ball, you know, recording these episodes with my wife. I hope she's enjoying it too. But
I think it's a little late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we normally do this after we put the baby to bed. So, like, it's that's why I gotta be funky sexy in here, right? I turn the lights off. I got the lava lamp with the wax that ain't melted yet. But
yeah, it looks a little weird.
It's a little weird, but we getting there.
Yeah, right, it's 10:07 right now, so
you gotta tell people the time. You just telling everything.
I'm tired.
You just telling.
I'm old and I'm tired. We had a feverish baby the last day.
Yeah, so our Mother's Day wasn't the Mother's Day I think I had envisioned it being because baby was a little... I think she's just teething, but, you know, cutting a lot of times cutting teeth, you know, comes with fevers and fussiness, so it really wasn't in the cards for us today to be able to take her anywhere, so...
So what did you envision?
So reservation. I mean, I wanted us to go have a family, you know, Mother's Day dinner, you know, go out. Had some food. You know, it was going to be, you know, majority of people in there celebrating Mother's Day. So it was going to be a nice little, you know.
I think
at planning a family fun. We were going to run this morning. We were going to take her out in the running stroller.
We were going to
have a family run. Probably go have breakfast. Come back home. You know, chill for a bit. You know, you
take a nap.
Got to see your gifts and all that stuff. You know, and I will admit.
You ordered it yesterday.
Why you see? It's my story. First of all, it's my story.
I just know you that well.
You don't know nobody.
I know that you ordered the gifts yesterday.
You don't know nobody.
You are the king of procrastination. Do all your Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. I know you.
You don't know nobody.
I do.
Anyway.
So go ahead.
I mean, you know, I put a lot of thought into gifts, and it sometimes can get very difficult to make a decision or to decide on something or to figure out, you know, what it is I'm going to I'm going to get you. I don't want it to be something I've gotten you before. I don't want it to be cookie cutter. I don't like just doing the flowers for the sake of flowers. Even though, once again, I ordered flowers and it didn't show up.
You're going to start putting these companies on blast.
I'm putting them on blast. It's 1-800-Flowers this time. It might have been 1-800-Flowers last time, but I think I'm done with 1-800-Flowers.
You've been having issues with them.
I have issues. So really, like, if there is a florist, or if you know a florist, you can have shitty flowers at this point, but if I can depend on the shitty flowers being delivered when you say you're going to deliver them, I'll take that right now. I can't even get... At least then my wife would have something. So if I said I ordered you flowers, she'd be like, okay, these flowers are half dead, but you obviously did, you know, order them for me. The thought that counts. But I don't even have the thought to count. I have to, like, show her an email. Like, look, I did.
Look what I did.
I did order them. The fact that they're not here.
Didn't you order some from our anniversary too? And
is that the one that, like, took like 4 days to get to you? They kept saying mm-hmm. they tried to deliver it and weren't trying to, I don't know. So yeah, if you know a florist or anything like that, that I'm just looking for punctuality at this point. If the flowers will actually show up, then that's what they'll be my new florist. And I'll hype them on the podcast too. I'm just looking for reliability. Why I can't order something and it actually show up?
You might gotta look into Fry Tags, FreyTag.
Are you giving me suggestions now? No, on where I'm to just order saying. Flowers from? Okay. All right.
That wasn't very subtle.
It wasn't subtle at all.
But I just seen them around often, and they have nice flowers, from what I hear.
I think that's why I have this, like, all of a sudden addiction to Prime Now. Because every time I order something on Prime Now, and they say it's going to be here between this time and this time, you know what? It's there. I get it.
You just don't want to go out to the store.
I don't. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to see people. I'm sorry, folks. I don't like most human beings. I live with the few human beings that I do enjoy spending time with, and even they get on my nerve.
I like shopping.
I like shopping.
I like going to the store.
On the internet, I like going to the store so that I can have it. Like, I don't have to, like, order it.
How many order?
Wait for it to get here.
What did you say? Ordered?
I already made a joke, Tammy. You don't have to try to.
I was just, like, trying to confirm.
You trying to confirm? Okay.
Because I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, word? Oh, you're not paying attention, and we are the only two people in the room. Okay.
Well, I was replying to this comment on Facebook.
It's like no lights in here, no TV on, but you on your phone. Okay. Word.
I had to reply to a comment.
Yeah, word. I know you did. I feel you. I understand. Interways. Yeah, I love Prime Now. All right. So before we get into more happy times, I, as usual, I got to get my evil out. As y'all know, I have negative feelings about so many things. It's important for me to be able to express myself. So, I for one am glad that Mother's Day is over.
Damn.
I know that sounds bad.
It sounds horrible.
But the reason I'm glad it is over, because I'm documenting this day. I'm taking notes and I'm keeping track of everything that was done this day. What the text messages that were sent, the cards received, what the daycare did, what I did, what the outside world did. Because in a month from now, when Father's Day comes, I'm going to prove to all of y'all how much of a bullshit holiday Father's Day actually is. Because watch Father's Day come and it mean nothing to any of you.
Father's Day is not a bullshit
holiday. It's a bullshit holiday, and we're going to prove it. Just understand that I've been taking note of everything that you, and mothers, don't get me wrong, you deserve everything. Everything that you get from Mother's Day. Being a mother, you heard me in there. I just had to get the stern daddy voice with Elise a little while ago because she told mommy to stop. And I had to explain to Elise, you know, what mommy has already done for her, you know, 10 months of pregnancy, which included, you know,
back pain,
nausea, foot pain,
sciatic nerve issues,
brittle hair, brittle nails, skin edges, issues, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Then the actual labor and delivery, and then now, like, 18 months of sleepless nights, and
she gonna tell me to stop it?
Are you gonna tell you to stop?
She gonna point her little tiny old finger at me and tell me to stop?
My bad, folks. I didn't mean to open the door, but I did. But yeah, so I believe.
She's so tiny. How she gonna tell me to stop?
She did. You raised her. ain't had nothing to do with it. I was playing Mario Kart. But but yeah, mothers, you deserve everything that you get. You know, I'm glad that you have your day. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, amazing woman. I just want y'all to know that in a month, you're going to see a very different reaction for Father's Day. So with that said, we're going to move on. That's Flan's moment of hate.
It's not going to be that way. I got it out.
Well, we going to see, though.
You got a gift last year from the daycare.
We going to see. Don't get me started on them 15 M&Ms they gave me last year. Tammy, they didn't even give me a regular size bag of M&Ms, Tammy. They gave me the snack size bag of M&Ms and a fake tie, like making fun of the fact that daddies get the worst gifts of all time on Father's Day. They gave me a cardboard tie and 15 M&Ms.
It was a glitter tie.
Oh yeah, out. Because that makes it better.
And they signed it Love Elise.
Yeah. Yep, you got handprints and 2 cards and Starbucks gift cards and everything.
It's probably for $5.
Okay, and
for
I'm
a cup of coffee.
And that how much do you think they spent on that bag of M&Ms, Tam? First of all, they didn't buy that bag of M&Ms. They bought a big bag of 15 M&M packs of M&Ms and gave me one. So let's make that clear. All right. So I don't want to take any shine away from Mother's Day. So we're gonna stop talking about the bullshittedness of Father's Day. And we're going to move on to the glory and beauty and pageantry of Mother's Day.
Pageantry,
yeah. So, okay, so we talked about the fact that, yes, Mother's Day got away from me. And I kept saying, you know, got to get something. But really couldn't decide on what to get. But I still think that I'm an attentive and thoughtful person. So when it did come down to crunch time and my options was limited, I think I picked. I went and I picked good items that show that I pay attention to the things that you like and the people that you like and your hobbies and things you care about. And the presentation even worked out. I bought a bag to put the stuff in and then realized the stuff I bought was like way too big for the bag. So I couldn't put it in the bag. But I snuck upstairs.
When did you sneak upstairs? I was downstairs?
Flan moves in mysterious ways, please.
You don't move that fast.
But I move. That's the point. I snuck upstairs. I like arranged the stuff, you know, on our dresser. When she finally found it, she had to deal with the realization that it had been there. Like in the room, and she had no idea that it was there.
I kept walking by it.
As you had walked by it several times. So it just made it that much more. I thought that was a pretty cool idea for prayer. And I was like asleep in the bed with the baby when she found the stuff. And I don't know how I just happened to wake up and like look over and see you discovering it. And I was like, yeah. And
maybe I closed my eyes. When I finally did discover it, it was a little bit lighter in the room. It was dark when we got in the bed with the baby. So I wasn't really paying attention. And then when I finally did see it, it was 8:00.
But I think I did a good job of picking out some stuff that would mean something to you. It wasn't uber expensive, but it was specific to you and your momness and some things you need to be a distraction from. I got you books. Let's not pretend like I'm not going to say what I got you. But I got you books. The Girl on the Train, because you like reading those chick flick books. It's a chick flick.
It's a suspense.
Have you heard any dudes talk? It doesn't matter that it's a suspense film. Mm-hmm. If it's a suspense film about like a man cheating on his wife or whatever, if it's a suspense film about a girl on the train, dudes don't want to see it. It's a chick flick.
Fine.
The name of the book is The Girl on the Train. Does that sound like a movie I want to go see?
Why wouldn't it? It's
The Girl on the Train?
What was that other girl movie that you saw? With the dragon tattoo?
Let's not get into that. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with me wanting to see the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Oh, so it's some other girl that wants you to see the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Anyways, back to what Back to your gift. I got you that. And I know you like Ina Garten.
Ina.
Whatever.
Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa.
Barefoot Contessa.
Food Network.
So that benefits us all. Got you one of her cookbooks, you know. And then like a food science book.
It's like a textbook. That thing is huge.
But you like textbooks.
Well.
About topics that you have some interest in. And I think you have an interest in cooking.
I do have an interest in cooking. I just wish I had more time to.
You'd be talking to people like, what kind of vegetable should I bring? Girl, you should just blanch some green beans and then toss them in some olive oil, garlic, and almond slivers. And you got something, you know, you'd be throwing it out there like Chef Boyardee or something.
I did suggest a kale salad as well.
Kale salad. Oh, man. More rabbit food.
But Jessie, she was good on her.
Jessie. Have we found Jessie a man yet? No.
No, there's a potential person, we're not sure yet.
Okay. So, I mean.
We're working on it.
He still got to pass. He still got to put his application in.
He still got to put his application in. I haven't been invited
to Steiner Ranch yet.
Well, we'll see if he's going to show up to her housewarming party.
Yeah.
Because she has a brand new house.
I get the music going again for the new dude, for the new suitor.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Can't trust brand new folk.
All right, so this was officially your third Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
As we celebrated Mother's Day while you're pregnant, because mm-hmm. I feel like at that point you're already a mother. You're already making sacrifices, you know, for a child, whether they're in or outside of the womb. So you're a mom.
Yeah, I think I was like 7 weeks pregnant though. It was really early, 7 or 8.
But I mean, you were already not getting perms, not getting your hair relaxed.
Nope.
So that's a huge sacrifice.
I think the nausea had set in by then.
Nausea had set in. So you was already a mom. And then last year was the official, like, first. The baby's here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Estancia, and that was... But we had her with us.
At Estancia.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of rough.
Because she started her crying phase.
Yeah. And so I think we saw, like, this isn't going to go well. She's teething. She's not feeling well. This isn't going to go well. We're going to cancel the reservations. We're going to stay home. And we had pizza and cheesecake.
That was an awesome dinner.
Awesome dinner. I think it still worked. I mean, so how do you feel about your third Mother's Day?
You know, I think that we did probably what I needed to do was just to relax for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't had days where we can just be in the house and just be. And... not even, because I don't think that we really rested, but we were just home, because we're never home. We're always running, doing something. There's always something to do. So we didn't really want to do this, but it's probably what we needed to do.
It was a nice change of pace.
And I guess I got to do some thinking about how I feel as a mother. And, you know, there's some things that I just didn't expect. You know, I have experience with kids, so I'm not a newbie, but it's still way harder than I anticipated.
So what are the things that surprised you about motherhood so far?
How tired you are.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to be tired. I knew it. I anticipated it. I knew there was going to be some sleepless nights, but I didn't anticipate, even after me getting a 7-hour night of sleep, which
happens, a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still exhausted. It's like I have to, I have a sleep deficit that I have to catch up on.
Yes, this is true.
I'm always going to be in a deficit, it seems like. And I'm always tired.
You know what caught me off guard that I had to thank my mother for when I talked to her today to wish her happy Mother's Day?
Hmm.
Was the thing I hadn't thought about was, you know, maybe a month ago when we all went through that rash of illness.
Mm-hmm.
She got sick, and you got sick, and I got sick.
Stomach viruses
and all of that. It's like, she got sick, so we had to take time off to stay home and take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then that meant that when we eventually got what she had, we couldn't stay home because we had already spent
Oh yeah.
our sick time taking care of her. So not only did we not get rest on the days we did take off, but now when we're actually sick, we have to go to work anyway because we don't have time to, you know. And thinking of my mom and her being a, you know, a single mother with two kids, that probably happened to her all the time when she had to take care of two sick kids, or, you know, stay home and not have any rest and have a full day even on a day that she didn't go to work. Mm-hmm. And then when she actually was sick and needed, you know,
needed some help,
needed some time off to take care of herself, she couldn't. She still had to go to work. And she was a teacher, so guess what? She had to go to work and take care of some more kids. Mm. So, yeah, shout out to moms. Like I had, you know, as there are these things that you always, that I keep running into as a new parent, and you realize, wow, like, my mom had to do all that.
Shout out to single moms, because I don't know what I would do.
Tammy, give a shout out.
I don't know what, I think that moms with multiple kids and moms who are doing it by themselves are just on a whole different level of superwoman that I haven't experienced yet. I know that I do a lot for this child. I do a lot for this household, and I do a lot for Elise, but it's just one child.
Yeah.
There are women out there. One of my girlfriends is on her fifth child. How is she doing this? I have no idea. And she has those little babies without epidural. I don't know how she's doing this. I don't know how she...
All right, we losing the funky sexy. We talking about epidural.
I'm sorry. No, that's, no. It's just amazing to me how women, you know, are having multiple babies and without drugs. I was first in line when we checked in. Hey, sign me up immediately. Give me all the drugs that you have.
Yeah. It's just crazy how, like, we didn't think about... Because I don't even think we thought about the effect that the epidural would have on the baby.
No.
And so we're in the hospital, like, we got the greatest baby.
The best of baby all in time. The world.
She never cries.
Cry.
They, like, pricking her to get blood and all kinds of stuff. And she's just like, whatever, man. We didn't realize.
That's all you got?
She was drugged up the whole time. She was on a high. She was on a morphine kick.
She was on a morphine kick. Poor baby.
Boy.
No, actually, it's probably good for her.
It's poor us.
Because we got getting pricked and stuff. She ain't feeling it. She didn't care.
But we got used to it while we had the help, thinking she was just all cool, and then brought her home and it's just the two of us, and them drugs wore off. Mm. We got introduced to the real baby. Mm.
That was just not even fair.
But again, shout out to all mothers, and don't sell yourself short, sweetheart. Just, you know, just because we got the one, and you got me, Wonder Dad. You still have quite a job. I don't know how you do it.
Wonder Dad.
I'm like the greatest dad of all time. Okay. I'm up there.
Okay.
And I'm still gonna have a bullshit Father's Day. I'm just letting y'all know.
Oh my gosh. So now you're putting the pressure on me to try to prove
I'm really
you
not,
wrong.
Because I'm telling you that it's just not, it's not designed for that. The day is not designed. You know, the day was never intended to be anything. And I almost wish they would get rid of the holiday rather than, you know, get you a bullshit one.
They're not going to do that. That's not fair.
They could.
There are decent dads out there that need to be recognized the same way moms need to be recognized. And you can attest that there are just as many deadbeat moms as there are deadbeat dads.
I can.
So there's no reason why there shouldn't be an acknowledgement for both.
I did put in some time at the Office of Child Support Enforcement. So I do know that there's some deadbeat moms. So let's talk about those deadbeat moms. Because that, you know, like, I'll be honest, you know, like, when I found out that you were pregnant and we were having a child, like, for the dad that's not, like, carrying the child and is not, like, every day, every moment experiencing, you know, this future parenthood coming. Like, mm-hmm. Our experience is coming through you, mm-hmm. You know. Like, it's only whatever we have to deal with you, mm-hmm. that we actually experience. So, you know, it doesn't sink in.
There's no connection.
There's no real connection, you know. Until, you know, the baby's actually here. And even then, you know, Elise spent the majority of her time with you. And it was kind of more my job to take care of you and to, you know, fill in, do the stuff around the house needed to be done. It's still, like, the majority of the taking care of the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
was with you. So, you know, I can, not that I can understand how dads don't have that connection and therefore would be more apt to be not present, because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have that feeling. But it just makes me not be able to understand deadbeat mothers that much more. Like, you know, like you had, like, I remember going to the hospital with you mm-hmm. for our tour, the hospital tour. Mm-hmm. And how you just being at the tour, in the, you know, us taking the tour, and you realizing that, you know, soon the baby is no longer going to be in your womb and going to be out, and you just like breaking down, crying.
They used the word separation.
Separation, because you felt like you could protect her so much more while you still were carrying her, and the fact mm-hmm. that she had to come out and like be exposed to all this stuff, like that just broke your heart. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult for me to relate to that. It's like, you know, how for someone that, you know, for a woman that carries that child and has that sort of a connection, and then when the child is no longer, you know, inside of them, they can walk away.
How do they not have that connection?
How do they not have that connection? Yeah. I mean, I can understand, like, putting your child up for adoption, you're making the ultimate sacrifice because you know you don't have the resources or not in the right place to raise a child. But just the whole idea of the deadbeat mother, which I saw a lot in child support enforcement, that, like, it's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. I mean, I know that every mother goes through their own situation. There are some mothers that experience postpartum depression and really can't connect because they have their own mental issues to deal with. There are mothers out there that were on drugs or have other issues that they need to work on themselves, and it kind of disconnects them from everybody, let alone their child.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just some things that I'm never going to understand, you know. So I just don't get it.
But again, it just goes to show how much we need to appreciate mothers that are mothers, because it's the most amazing thing in the world to be able to, you know, create a life, nurture that life, bring it into the world, and raise it, you know.
It's amazing. I love being a mom. It's an amazing experience. I love looking back at old pictures of me and seeing Elise in those old pictures.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't even know how much she looks like me. I don't realize it until I see old pictures and can see how much she looks like me. It's amazing having a little person that is...
Little person.
Little you. Yeah. You know?
Well, sweetheart, I could, you know, like I said in your car, the only thing as good as having you as a wife is having you as the mother of my child. I think you're doing an amazing job. You're an amazing woman, and I do appreciate you. So once again, happy Mother's Day. Happy third Mother's Day.
Thank you. Hamps. I appreciate you.
had to throw on the hamps.
Yes. I was actually smiling for a second, then you said hamps.
It's a term of endearment.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to get into some things that I think are going to be like recurring segments on the Evening with the Flans, the funky sex of time. let's get into the funky. Grossest parts of being a parent.
Oof.
So we had another gross episode today during, as a part of our Mother's Day family fun day. So I did breakfast in bed. I just didn't cook the breakfast in bed.
That's fine. Don't even matter to me.
We were up in the middle of the night because, you know, Elise was up crying and teething, whatever, you know, her fever and stuff at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a rough night. So I didn't do breakfast in bed, but I did get up and order breakfast. So I ordered breakfast. We're sitting in the bed. We all eating our breakfasts. And Elise didn't want to have anything to do with me. When she's not feeling well, like, daddy is not the move. Like, daddy, I know you. I love you. I see you over there.
But nah.
You stay over there. You provide the breakfast, but me and mommy gonna sit here and eat. So Elise decided to contribute to your birthday gift by adding a little extra seasoning to your breakfast this morning.
Yes. Oh goodness.
Go ahead and describe it.
Yeah, she's sitting in my lap. She's eating her bean and cheese taco.
Bean and cheese taco. It's gross.
It's delicious and she loves it. I had my migas with my tortillas, and then all of a sudden, she sneezes.
Just
All and over. Just, oh my gosh, just slob and snot, and I can't even imagine what else, food that was in her mouth, just get sprayed everywhere, all over my food.
Yeah. You still ate it? Did you notice any change in flavor?
No, I did not, but I know that I had to eat that food. I was hungry.
He was hungry.
I had to eat it, so...
That's that mom...
It's gross.
That mom life.
So gross. I cannot believe that she did that. And then she just looks at me like, look.
Yeah. What you think was going to happen?
Right. Are you going to feed me or what?
Right. Can we get back to eating? It happened.
It happened. You going to get over it?
Yeah. I think that's like the recurring theme in parenthood. All right? It happened. And get over it.
Get over it.
What are we doing next?
Keep on moving.
Did I get a text message? Can I check my phone while we're doing the episode?
I guess so. I can talk about something else gross that happened. I'm trying to think. I don't even remember when it was, but she had a runny nose, probably messing with allergies or something. And so I'm reaching for a Kleenex to wipe her nose. And in that very moment, she decided she wanted to be close to mommy and she wanted to give me a kiss. So she just gets right in my face, gives me a kiss on my mouth, and it's just snot all over my mouth.
See, I don't get those moments.
It's gross.
I don't get them.
Couldn't have waited one second. The tissue was right in my reach, and I was grabbing it and coming back in. It was happening in slow motion. So as I'm coming in, she's reaching for me, mommy, and I could not get the tissue in there fast enough. It was disgusting.
Oh.
Just nasty. And I just had to endure it.
Yeah, you just had to endure. I mean, I wish I could take it. I wish I could take some of that burden from you, but she don't want it.
There's so many things that she does to me on a regular basis. She don't share that stuff with me. On a regular basis.
See how left out I am? It's hard though. I'm not complaining.
Ugh.
I love being dead.
She does gross things to you all the time. Like, yeah. She vomits on you and you alone. So.
I wish all the bad things in life happened to you and you alone. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's a baby. It's right now. It's still baby vomit. That last stomach virus was a little worse. Cause that was like.
That was food.
That was like straight, like chunks of sweet potatoes stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but it was still like sweet potato. Like, I don't know what's going to happen when she started like eating chili or something. Hey, that's a different kind of vomit.
Hopefully by then we can get her to go to the bathroom or get her to have a little bucket or something.
We're going to have to work something out.
Got to control that.
All right. So we're going to make the smoothest segue of all time. We're going to go from talking about vomit to National Food Holiday.
Yes.
National Food Holiday. So today, Mother's Day. Is buttermilk biscuit day. In case you didn't know, we didn't have any buttermilk. I didn't know that it was buttermilk biscuit day. That's on me. It was Mother's Day. You shouldn't have the burden of having to keep track of this stuff. I should have known it was a buttermilk biscuit day, and somehow worked buttermilk biscuits into the day. I didn't do it.
Could have had some Pillsbury biscuits.
I apologize. Nah, I don't know.
No.
Nah. I think if we were going to do the buttermilk biscuits, I really like the biscuits at Kirby Lane. Like, I think we had to go out. Those Kirby Lane biscuits are pretty freaking awesome.
They are good.
Shout out to Kirby Lane.
Kirby Lane.
Tomorrow, the 15th, the day that we're releasing this episode. So when you hear this episode, it will be Chocolate Chip Day.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate Chip Cookie Day Chocolate Chip Day?
Just Chocolate Chip Day.
What do you do with just plain old chocolate chips? I don't know. What do you do? Putting them in cookies.
You
can put chocolate chips in brownies.
I don't like chocolate chips in brownies.
That pack of brownies we have
chocolate and it bothers me. Why I don't like that. I want my brownies to just be like chewy and fudgy and I don't want that little like.
Who doesn't want a surprise of chocolate?
Nah, it's a brownie. It's already chocolate. I don't need like the.
You don't want an extra surprise chunk. Of chocolate?
Yeah, I don't like chocolate chunk cookies. I don't like my brownies with chocolate chips in them. Just I want.
Oh my gosh! Who doesn't like more chocolate?
Who doesn't like me, Tammy? I don't like it. You can call me weird if you want to, but I don't like I told you, I had the idea way back for the Stuff Without the Stuff store. So for those of you that don't know me, I wanted to open a store called Stuff Without the Stuff. And it was basically going to be Stuff Without the Stuff. Like, I really only had two things I was going to say.
Yes.
It was the only two things I could think of so far. So I like chocolate chip cookies, but my favorite part of the chocolate chip cookie is the cookie part. I like more cookie than chocolate chips. Like,
so you wanted to have the chocolate chip flavor, but not the actual chocolate chips. Is that what happened?
I wanted the chocolate chip cookie with no chocolate chips in it. And I think a lot of people, that's a snickerdoodle or a sugar cookie. And I'm trying to say that there's a difference. I don't bake enough to know like the difference, but I've had sugar cookies and then I've had chocolate chip cookies. And the cookie part in a chocolate chip cookie is different than the sugar cookie. I swear to God,
and
it's different.
I get that, but it's only because the chocolate chips are added in there.
I don't believe that.
I believe it.
I don't believe it. I just need to have this experiment take place so we can get this settled once and for all. I believe that there is a difference between chocolate chip cookies with no chocolate chips than there is with just like straight sugar cookies. And that is really the number one thing I wanted to have in my Stuff Without Stuff store. I think the other one was like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
without the
jelly.
So it's a peanut butter sandwich?
It's a bad idea. The store doesn't exist. Obviously, I didn't pursue it. Okay. I'm just saying I had this idea.
Peanut butter sandwich?
And it started with the chocolate chip cookies without the chocolate chips. Because I really, like, some of my favorite chocolate chip cookies are the ones from Sprouts.
Uh-huh.
And I think when you get those, they have the appropriate amount of chocolate chips. So I can get a bite that doesn't always have a chocolate chip. Same thing with Tiff's Treats.
Tiff's Treats.
Tiff's Treats have the appropriate amount of chocolate chips in. And there is a distinct difference to me between the cookie part of the Tiff's Treats chocolate chip cookie and their sugar cookies. It's like a different cookie.
I think there's something.
It's 100% different cookie.
There's something that they're adding in there that is giving it a different flavor.
Right. Well, I'm saying this. If there is a bakery out there, I'm giving away $1 million ideas out here today. All right? If there's a bakery out there, if you could just take your chocolate chip, whenever I see recipes for it, you pretty much make the dough and then you add chocolate chips. I'm just saying, don't add the chocolate chips. Bake those up. Send them to me.
I am researching this.
Boom. We in it. We can call them flan's cookies or flan cakes. I don't care what you want to call them. Let's work this out.
Flan cakes?
Okay, not flan cake. We spitballing here, babe. It's not a complete finished idea. You got to help me. You got to help me work it out.
I thought flan cakes were your pancakes.
You see how you trying to be literal, right? I'm just throwing it out there right now.
So it looks like the sugar cookie. Uh-huh. I'm just looking at Betty Crocker right here.
Okay, okay.
The sugar cookie is including almond extract.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate chip cookie does not include that.
Does not.
But everything else is about the same. There's some cream of tartar too.
In what?
The sugar cookie. And the chocolate chip cookie, there is not.
Cream of tartar. So please don't put cream of tartar in anything you give me. I just don't want it.
You don't even know what it is. Don't, you have to have
it. I don't know. I don't want to know what it is. I'm telling people how to make me happy. Father's Day is coming up.
Right. I mean, you don't even have to. You don't even know what people use in their recipes for cookies.
But I'm telling you that don't use the cream of tartar.
But you don't even know what it is or what it's for. So don't use it.
Because I'm saying,
because it sounds nasty.
Because it sounds nasty.
That's the only reason why.
That is exactly.
But if someone used it, you would not be able to tell if they use it or not.
It's possible.
It's not.
It's possible.
Possible. It's,
I mean, all these years, I've been touting the fact that there's a difference between chocolate chip cookies and sugar cookies, and now come to find out, one of the differences is this cream of tartar. So maybe I do have advanced enough palate to be able to pick out cream of tartar and cookie. You don't know, Tammy. Moving on.
So that cream of tartar is definitely not included in the chocolate chip recipe.
Exactly.
And the almond extract is not included as well.
Hey, $1 million ideas, people. Send me the first batch. We can work out some marketing stuff. Let's do it. All right.
That's $1 million, I think. I'm sorry.
Pick a side, Tammy.
I picked.
Pick a side. I'm trying to do this for us.
I picked a long time ago.
For us.
I just have to, you know, ask the questions. For us, man.
All right.
I just don't know if it's $1 million idea. It might be a good idea. I don't know.
What's your idea, Tammy?
I ain't got no idea.
Exactly. Okay.
Look, because my idea right now is trying to figure out what I'm going to go to bed and what I'm wearing tomorrow to go to work because I'm tired.
You what? All right. Whatever. All right. So, next topic.
Mm-hmm.
What are you listening to these days? What is now? First of all, people understand. Tammy would have no taste in music if it wasn't for me.
Are you serious? No taste at all.
So I guarantee you, whatever she's listening to right now is either a derivative of something I introduced her to or something I introduced her to. Let's find out what it is.
All right, fine. So Eric Robeson has a
bam. Man, points just keep adding up.
Eric Robeson has a new EP that's just released about a week or two ago.
Ero.
So I've been checking that out. I haven't really listened to it that much. I need to like actually play it and play it start to finish. It's 7 songs on there. And he's going to release 2 more this year as well.
Okay. So I need to check that out.
I'm looking forward to it. But before that came out, I was listening to Solange's album. Recently,
that's an original though. I'll give you that one.
And that actually, I'm surprised at how much I like that album. I can listen to that album from start to finish and just groove with it all day and be happy with it. She has a few songs on there that I actually like, but the whole album is just chill. You can just chill. Yes,
just chill.
I can't even remember the name of the album, but it's her. It's definitely her most recent album.
That's what I want. Is it A Seat at the Table?
What?
Is the name of the album A Seat at the Table?
I'm looking for it right now. I don't know.
Let's see. What I'm listening to these days, I think I went through that little bit of feeling down and a little, you know, I think I talked about it on Facebook, the whole dealing with depression and all that kind of stuff. So actually what I'm listening to right now.
Yes, Seat at the Table. I'm sorry.
I'm too good. The points just keep adding up, folks. What I've been listening to recently is Talib's album, Gravitas.
He's got a new album?
No, this is not a new album. Okay. This is maybe an album or two back. Mm-hmm. But it has the intro to the album is a song called or a track called Inner Monologue. And it just talks about it's a person, I guess, giving almost like a motivational speech, but talking about how, you know, artists, you know, have the unique ability to create art. So when you end up in those situations where you're down, when things don't go your way, life has got you down, that's the perfect time to make art, to create art.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that's a kind of what I'm trying to do with these podcasts and all these things, to be very, you know, very personal, very open.
Mm-hmm.
And I share everything on these things. This is my art form right now. You know, I did the music thing for a while, but this is my art form now. Like trying to entertain people with the bullshit that I go through. So, man, that's what I'm listening to. That's kind of what's getting me through these days. But okay. We're coming up on time, so let's see. Let's close out with. I think we were going to try to do like a current events type segment. So, I don't know. I'm gonna broach the topic, and then if you don't feel comfortable with us continuing or going any further with it, we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife and I, you know, because I think people don't talk about this enough. I think to keep a marriage going in the right direction, you need help sometimes, and it's okay to reach out and seek help. So my wife and I, and this is not the first time that we've done it, but we're seeing a couple's therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
Couples counselor, yeah.
Couples counselor.
Couples therapist, same thing.
Yeah. So we had our second visit with her this Saturday, the Saturday before Mother's Day. And I think we shocked. I think she was not. Right, because the first visit was kind of tame. And, you know, we got our homework. And we went home and we did the homework. And then we came in there this Saturday and I think shit got real.
We was going in.
And she was not ready. I think she was not prepared.
For all that we had to say.
Yeah. Because we talked about how I get passionate and loud and I talk with my hands in the session before. but she didn't actually see it happen.
No.
And then we went in there this time, and I got passionate, and I got loud, and I was talking with my hand. And it's a small room, so I don't know. I don't know if she felt threatened for a second there, like, what was I about to do? Mm-hmm. Which always catches me off guard, because I am not a big imposing figure. I may sound like it sometimes when I get going, but if you can see, I can see, like, if you couldn't see me and all you could do was hear my voice, how you might get intimidated. Mm-hmm. But if you looking dead at me, mm-hmm. and like,
really?
Like, really? What you really? Gonna do, dog? Like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we caught her off guard. We had to, like, back it down a little bit.
Make her laugh.
We had to make her laugh. So we gave her a little evening with Flans, sort of evening with the Flans.
She had her little
snippet.
Personal.
Yeah, she got a little personal live show. You guys are funny.
We are.
Yeah, we needed to make you feel better because you look scared than a mother. I didn't want you to call the police. We in Texas. I didn't want you to call the police. But yeah. It was a good session. I think we're getting some good stuff out of it.
Getting some good feedback from her, some good ideas from her. She's really...
Yeah, she's much better than the last guy we went to.
Yeah, but I think it's important for couples to do a check-in every once in a while. And, yeah. You know, things aren't always going to be rainbows and sunshine and flowers.
And it's nothing... It's worse to have issues and
not deal with them
than it is to admit that you have issues. Like, if you have issues, just go deal with them.
Don't deal with
like, them. This is us choosing to stay together. If we didn't want to be with each other, then we wouldn't deal with it. We just...
Like, you know what?
Part ways.
I almost cussed right there.
Go on. Who's stopping you?
Look, sometimes your mama listens to this thing. I can't be cussing like
my
that.
Mama know I cuss. My mama know I say all the motherfucking cuss words.
Damn,
see, there you go.
That's
Tam.
Just awful.
She know I do.
I know.
I remember the first time I cussed in front of my mother. And,
Was it over the phone?
Nah, it wasn't over the phone. It was like in real life. We were playing spades. We were playing spades. I think me, my sister, my mother, and my aunt. And it was a Ice Cube song. I'm getting into the spade game. So I'm like,
why were you playing Ice Cube?
I wasn't playing Ice Cube, but I was singing Ice Cube songs in my head while we were playing spades. And then I forgot that they were supposed to be in my head,
mm-hmm.
and not out loud. I think I said was like silly hoe or something like that. Yeah, I said hoe for my mother and that day.
Mother, you get smacked across
the face? I don't remember. that tells you what happened. I remember saying silly hoe, and then that's all I remember saying.
Okay, go on, say it again for your mama. See what happens.
Cuss on the show. It's my show.
It's your show.
It's my
but
show.
She don't listen.
And I'm glad she listens, and she needs to know her son is an adult with an adult vocabulary. I say some things.
Your mother's also an English teacher.
I don't censor things. For you know what they actually said, that people with higher intellects curse.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that article several times. I had to actually find it and post it on it and tweet it out or something.
I'm gonna have to see that.
But I've heard that cursing is actually a sign of higher intellect.
I remember one of my English teachers saying that you don't have a vast vocabulary.
If you have to curse. No, sometimes it's the appropriate word. Sometimes there is no exclamation for what you want to say better than a curse word.
Eh, probably.
My personal opinion. I believe I'm going to be dropping a lot of F-bombs tomorrow when this
Wizards,
game 7.
Celtics. Oof. I'm nervous.
And the Celtics.
I am so nervous.
Shout out to John Wall, because Tammy was about to have it. She didn't even want to see those last 4 seconds of the game. And then John pulled up. And that play wasn't even supposed to go to him. It was supposed to go to Bradley Beal, but Bradley Beal couldn't work himself open. So John said, man, hand me the ball, dog. I got this.
3 points.
Bang.
I was scared.
Bang, bang, bang.
I was just trying to
get my John Witherspoon in. Bang, bang, bang.
I was just trying to avoid look at the TV.
When my love goes bang, bang, bang.
I'm just going to be stressed out tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I need that. I wish I could go. I got to do the daddy thing. It'd be nice to go someplace and watch the game, though. Probably not in the cards. Not in the cards. Sacrifices I'll make.
Unless you want to get a sitter.
No. I'm not paying. We end up paying more to have somebody watch, at least, than we do going to do the activity that we end up going to do. Like, it's just not worth it to me. And I love our babysitter. She's awesome.
We have a great babysitter.
We have a great babysitter. It's just that I would rather save that for better, bigger occasions. Stuff that's really like husband and wife stuff. Like, and it's not that you're not into sports and you don't encourage me to watch the sports and you're not just as into the game as I am. But that's not like a real like
date.
You know?
Okay.
That's just how I mean.
That's fine. That's fine with me. That's perfectly fine with me.
But yeah, game 7 tomorrow. Go Wiz. Man, I think that's where we're gonna stop this episode.
Okay.
We're gonna close out the funky sexy. I think the lava lamp finally came to light.
Started, yeah.
Came to life. You know, the wax has melted. It looks all sweet in here. It's all the lights are dim. It's just the glow of the laptop and the lava lamp.
It's put me to sleep.
You are now rocking with the Flans.
The Flans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as always, ctcharities.org. Please go check out my man's website. Donate whatever you can. Time, money, clothes, books, repost, a retweet, share with your friends, you know, whatever you can. He's always doing great things in the community. Let's be aware that the situation in Flint is not over with. There's still, I think we have several households that are being sued for not paying their water bill, or you know, because they were paying for tainted water.
So, I wouldn't pay either.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay either. So we still have a lot of issues going on in Flint, and I know that Tavares and his organization are right there on the front lines, you know, trying to help those people in every way they can. So let's help Tavares do that good work. Let's participate in any way we can, even if it's just sharing the information with a friend. Then we also have CelebrityHairCorp.com for all your natural hair extension needs. Go grab your bundles. You know, as always, it's free shipping and no tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can rock up on some natural hair bundles. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Big friend of the show, big supporter of the show. So let's you're gonna buy the weave anyway. You might as well buy it. Might as well buy it from my man. I got the hookup.
I wanted to shout out my aunt because my aunt,
oh yeah, the jewelry.
Yeah, my aunt has a business now where she's selling bracelets.
They might have to put a picture of the bracelet up on our Twitter, so people on the Instagram and everything, so people can see.
Yeah, she's on Instagram. Good work she's doing. Jewels of Ahava. Her name is Sonia Brown.
And spell Ahava for the people, Tim.
A-H-A, V as in Victor, A.
Okay.
And she makes affordable bracelets that are comparable to, well, I don't want to say comparable, but they would resemble a Pandora-type bracelet. So I have about 7 gems on my bracelet. One is for mom, one says run, one is a tennis shoe. Because I, you know, go out and do my run walks. One is a little medal for being number one mom. You know, so she personalizes the jewelry, and I have a nice piece of jewelry. So I do want to share a picture of it.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty dope bracelet. So
yeah.
Shout out to Aunt Sonia. Very, 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 very nice.
Very pretty.
And then, again, the music you've been listening to throughout this whole episode is brought to you by my brother-in-law, Deuce Man. You can find him on SoundCloud, Deuce Man Productions. That's man with 2 N's, Deuce Man Productions. I think the name of this one that you listen to right now is Fill Up On It. You know, got my wife in the room, had to play Fill Up On It. You know?
Oh, okay.
That's how we do with the lava lamp.
With the lava lamp.
But again, as always, thank you for listening. We really do appreciate it. I've seen a lot of growth in this podcast and just the couple of months that we've been doing it. I think that, like I said, the Evening with Flans is going to be a more consistent thing. We may, you know, spin this off and make it its own thing. Let us know if you like it, if you want to hear more. We appreciate all your comments, all your listens, all your retweets, your shares. I don't know. I'm running out of my vocabulary isn't that big. I guess that's why I curse. But anyway, as always, be the light. And until the next time, peace.
Peace.